Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another day of Fire on the Earth, a program committed to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the precious, precious gift of the Holy Spirit, the difference maker. And I think it's so important for us to be able to lay hold of the truth of who the Holy Spirit is and who the Holy Spirit is meant to be in each one of our lives. Each one of us were baptized into Christ and the transforming power that he wants to manifest in us. And there's no better time than now to grow more deeply in our relationship with the Holy Spirit in this time of shaking, the time of trouble, the waters are troubled, nations are being shaken, lots of breakdowns in the culture. We're living in it. You know, the rise of the rage culture and everybody's offended for just so in so many ways and growing hostility and anger and so much finger pointing, and it's getting more and more hostile and violent. Well, that's probably going to keep intensifying for a while. Remember, in this world, disciple, in this world, you will have tribulation. In this world, there will be battles. There will be times of great shaking. There's no promise. We haven't been given the promise that our experience of life throughout our life in this world is going to be easy and comfortable. I think the brothers and sisters and the men and women who are still with us from the great generation who lived through the Depression, who lived through the Second World War, who lived through so many things that people my age and younger haven't had to live through. These things happen because we live in a fallen world, because human hearts are corrupted. Human hearts are sinful and proud and full of unforgiveness and rage. Jesus points all that out. And he said, what you need is a new heart. The new heart he gives us is the Holy Spirit. He doesn't just give us external commandments on tablets of stone. He transforms our hearts and he writes his law in our hearts. And that means the Holy Spirit comes to transform us, to allow us to live through every and any circumstance that we face. I've been going through the catechism the first 2 days of the week here. And if you haven't had a chance, it was, I think, paragraph 687 and paragraph 688, really the first two paragraphs of the section of the catechism on the Holy Spirit. The whole section, like so much of the catechism, friends, is just loaded. It's so rich. It's beautiful. Bringing together the revelation of the person of the Holy Spirit, the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we're going to look at paragraph 690. It reads like this. Jesus is Christ, that is anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. And everything that occurs from the incarnation on derives from this fullness. Let me read that again. Jesus is Christ, anointed. That's what it means. To be Christ means to be anointed, the one who's anointed. Because the Spirit is his anointing. Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit. And everything that occurs from the incarnation on derives from the fullness of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit on and in Jesus. The unity of the Holy Spirit in the incarnate Son of God who took on human flesh. So that means that in Jesus now, the Holy Spirit who is with the Father, Son, holding everything in being anyway, who through whom all of creation came to be. God in his mysterious plan who desires fellowship and union and friendship with us, and his brilliant, overwhelmingly mysterious and holy and wonderful plan comes to save us by sending his Son to become one of us. So in the incarnation, humanity's transformation begins in a radical way. Throughout history, the Holy Spirit's worked with people, on people, you know, inspiring people in the people of Israel. But in the fullness of time, the Son of God came and was perfectly united to the Holy Spirit. The Son of God took on human flesh. So in Jesus, there was a perfect union between heaven and earth took place, and the renewal of humanity began. In fact, the whole future of what it means to be human, that is the eternal life that was about to open, happened when the Holy Spirit and Jesus were formed in the womb of Our Lady, that whole transformational, creative, new creation is beginning to unfold in the fullness of time. So amazing. The paragraph goes on, it says, when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates to them his glory, that is, the Holy Spirit, who glorifies him. It's one of my favorite sentences in this whole section, because it's quoting Scripture, and it's quoting the Fathers, and just getting to the heart of the matter. Okay, when Christ, the Anointed, is finally glorified, what that means is when Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, he first descended into hell, then was raised, and he ascends to the right hand of God the Father, and he enters the glory. He returns, and he enters to the glory of the Father's presence, this time taking with him human flesh. He's the second Adam. He's the firstborn of a whole new creation. And that creation means the new creation is existence in Christ who lives in glory. When Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place. Jesus said he would send the Spirit to the apostles. In chapter 14 of John's Gospel, the second half of that in particular, Jesus talks about the sending of the Counselor, the Advocate, the one who will come alongside us, the one who will come and lead us to all truth, the one who will strengthen us and give us the words to speak. There's so much in that Last Supper discourse in John about the role in the Holy Spirit and the promise of the Holy Spirit. If you remember, earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit, and then John comments, he said, what Jesus was referring to was the Holy Spirit and being glorified, but the Holy Spirit had not yet come because Christ was not yet glorified. The Holy Spirit can come because Jesus won, because Jesus destroyed the powers of sin and death, and Jesus rose from the dead, and Jesus is the new creation, and he's entered into glory. And the Holy Spirit is in Jesus in superabundance, in this divine Trinitarian superabundance of life and power. And from that place, Jesus begins to recreate the human race, to lead us to be born again by water and the Spirit. It's just awesome when you think about it. He can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father. One of us is at the right hand of the Father. And you can see the Father's plan and where it's all heading by looking at Jesus. And how do we even see Jesus? We see him through the help of the Holy Spirit, who wants to unveil, we said on Monday, to manifest the glory that's in Jesus. He can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. You know, some people, even some scholars in the Catholic Church and others, are just saying, this has happened to everybody, right? That the fact that it's gone from somehow it's meant for everybody, it's being offered to everybody, to the conclusion that everybody somehow already has it. That's not true. It says right here in the Catechism, it's for those who believe in him. That's why the mission of the church, the evangelization, the continued spread of the gospel is so essential. The presumption that it's already in everybody is just wrong. The Catechism goes on. It says, he communicates to them his glory. Now we're getting right to the heart of what Christianity is really about. The communication of glory. Let that sink in a little bit. You know, in this life, we seek glory. You know, the glory of a great athlete, an Olympic athlete, or the glory that comes from high achievement or winning great battles in war or accomplishing great things or the glory of building a big, glorious company, whatever. There's things in this world that from which we gain glory or recognition or renown. All of that, as good as it might be, is fleeting and it passes away. In fact, it's so tenuous. I remember reading a book by Father Henry Nouwen, I think it was called Following Christ. And he talks in there about a period of time when he was in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. And he was just talking about how much how wounded the human being is in our hearts and minds and our identity and what sin has done to us. And he said, even there, he said, day after day, meeting and working with, he said, some of the most successful people in their field anywhere, people who won Academy Awards. And he said he was really surprised that they were some of the most insecure people he'd ever met. And he said they constantly needed to hear that they were good, that they were the best, that they were, you know, they just were. And he once said he talked to one of these people who had won Academy Awards and said, look, you're the absolute top of your field. And he goes, yeah, today. And or someone who is just strikingly beautiful and is recognized that way, who is afraid that the day is coming when they're not going to be beautiful, so they're physically beautiful, so they're living in fear. You name it, the enemy has a strategy and a way of taking things in this world that God may even wants us to have, but we distort them because of this distorted condition of our hearts, the distorted view of reality that we have. We're profoundly and deeply insecure. Nothing in this world can satisfy us and settle us and give us peace. So Jesus, again, here's the catechism. Jesus communicates to you and to me his glory. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. The Holy Spirit glorified Jesus, raising him from the dead. And he will come again in his great glory. And at that point, everybody's going to see him. The whole cosmos is going to shake when the King comes in glory, robed in glory. We will be shocked. We will stand in awe. Unfortunately, the book of Revelation said some will just beat their chest. They'll be filled with terror because they had rejected him or ignored him or were indifferent to him. And now judgment's coming. Those who lived in him are going to rejoice and be overwhelmed by his glory and his beauty. That's the Holy Spirit that's in and glorifying Jesus. And guess what, friends? You have been given in baptism a down payment, the presence of the Spirit. The new creation life has begun. Your destiny has been set. You're living already in the life of the glorified one, in the King. We're already touching the new creation. And it doesn't matter, even though our bodies are wasting away, you know, this slight momentary affliction. Remember, this is what the apostles knew, saw, and understood, which is what allowed them to live through the unbelievable trials that they lived through and ultimately martyrdom. This slight momentary affliction is going to give way to an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. That's what Jesus has done for us. That power, that reality has begun in us. And if we're not paying attention to it, we can live as orphans as if it didn't even happen. Paul calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption. The Spirit gave us power to become children of God. We've been adopted into the family of God. Our identity, the reality of our lives, our destiny, it's all there, given to us in the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so crucial for us to pay attention to the Holy Spirit, to live a life yielded to the Spirit, to live a life that's hungry and thirsty for more of the Holy Spirit. I want to pick this up again tomorrow, friends. I hope you can walk today with the awareness of the Spirit's presence in you. Talk to him and walk with him. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.